Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 7 through 11. Brethren, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given, through the Spirit, the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the ability to distinguish between spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are inspired by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 16, verses 15 through 18, and chapter 17, verses 1 through 4. The Lord said to the Jews who came to him, "You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is exalted among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since then the good news of the kingdom of God is preached, and everyone enters it violently. But it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one dot of the law to become void. Everyone who divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery, and he who marries a woman divorced from her husband commits adultery." And he said to his disciples, "Temptations to sin are sure to come, but woe to him by whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung round his neck and he were cast into the sea than that he should cause one of these little ones to sin. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in the day, and turns to you 7 times and says, 'I repent,' you must forgive him." On this day, the 17th of November, we commemorate Gregory the Wonder Worker and Bishop of Neo-Caesarea. St. Gregory was born in Neo-Caesarea of Pontus to parents who were not Christians. He studied in Athens, in Alexandria, in Beirut, and finally for 5 years in Caesarea of Palestine under Origen, by whom he was also instructed in the faith of Christ. Then in the year 240, he became bishop of his own city, wherein he found only 17 Christians. By the time the saint reposed, about the year 265, there were only 17 unbelievers left there. Virtually the whole duration of his episcopacy was a time of continual marvelous wonders worked by him. Because of this, he received the surname Wonder Worker. Even the enemies of the truth called him a second Moses. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone, by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.